From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S. is a global leader in cotton exports by value, holding a 33% share of the global export market in 2021. AgriMarketing.com reports cotton exports expanded to $8.9 billion in 2022, and while cotton exports in 2023 are expected to be lower, USDA's 10-year projections indicate growth in the long term. In 2021, U.S. exports of cotton totaled nearly 3 million metric tons, 47% more volume than the next highest exporter, Brazil. 16 members of the House of Representatives pushed back against the Ending Agricultural Trade Suppression, or EATS Act. The group sent a letter to House Ag Chair Glenn Thompson and Ranking Member David Scott. Competitive Market Action President Marty Irby applauds the representatives for taking a stand against the EATS Act that would sell out American agriculture to China. He says it's an assault on states' rights backed by Smithfield, a wholly owned Chinese corporation. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization's Food Price Index edged lower to 121.5 in September, the lowest since March of 2021. Dairy prices dropped 2.3%, a ninth consecutive fall, and meat costs dropped 1%, led by a drop in pork amid weak export demand from China and ample global availability.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.